what I did, actually. The only devices I found that don't really play nice with it is very old devices, like the Nintendo Wii. You know, early Wi-Fi devices that are 802.11b or 802.11g that are 2.4 gig only. And even then, most of the time those will work just fine. It's devices that have old firmware that don't support WPA2 or WPA3. Those are the devices that I noticed don't really play nice with that combined SSID dealio. But even then, they won't even work on those anyway, because everything uses WPA2 now. So, it's a time. So those devices, I've either, if they have Ethernet ports, had to run Ethernet connections to them, or I set up another router, or another access point, on a separate SSID, 2.4 gig only, on WPA, or even more horrifically, with a WEP key. And, yeah. I only have a couple devices that are that way.
Boy, you're going back in time with the WEP keys. I don't think I've got anything there. You know, it's like my Raspberry Pis. Some of my Raspberry Pis are 3B pluses, and some of them are 4s. I don't think I have any 5s. No, I don't have any 5s. I figured they were too power hungry. So they didn't add anything other than sucked up more power. So some of my 4s connect, well, depending on how close they are to the router, it determines whether they connect via 5 gig or 2.4. It's kind of a crapshoot.